is 89.3 Huntsville Public Radio. I'm Judy Waters. Tennessee Valley storyteller Sarah McDerris is a lover of nature. Recently, while doing some serious yard work, she found herself surrounded by helpful new friends, her own neighbors.
I was in the yard with my saw, cutting my beloved Tamukiyama, my special Japanese maple. It had been planted over 10 years ago and had flourished. But last May, I noticed that the leaves were withering. By June, they were dropping off. I waited for more leaves to appear as summer passed. It did not happen. I watched it all winter, and as early spring appeared again, I kept checking for swelling buds, willing the tree to be alive. Finally, in April, I studied the leafless tree and saw that there were broken lines extending from the ground up the trunk of the tree. There was no doubt but that my lovely ornamental tree was dead. Still, it took several more weeks to make me take that saw to the front yard and begin to do what I did not want to do. There was only one more gift the tree could give me, its wood for my fireplace once winter came around again. So I began sawing, starting with the slender branches on the outside of the trunk. It was slow going. I could not make the saw stick in the slight groove I had made in the branch. Slowly I was making progress, short branch deposited on the grass, next section. I live in a neighborhood of runners, walkers, dog exercisers. A runner had just passed me when I heard a voice. I turned, and the young woman was coming back toward me, saying, "Can I help you?" I didn't know what to say. I stood in surprise. I had never been in this position before. She added, "It's hard to cut those small branches. I can hold the end for you to make it easier." I nodded, thanked her as she grabbed the end of the slim branch. Still had a hard time keeping the saw in the groove. Nevertheless, I was sawing away and she was holding tight. We talked a little as I attempted to cut the branch. She lived on the next street, had two small children, and enjoyed running. As we talked, a car drove by. It stopped just beyond my yard. A young man stepped out without cutting off the engine. Smiling, he came toward us, saying, "Can I help you?" I was speechless. I smiled and nodded. He took the saw, and in no time had the branches of the tree cut to proper size for a fireplace. I thanked them both and stood amazed watching them leave, one going one way, one another. Such an unpredictable happening. Their observation and generosity overwhelmed me. It almost redeemed losing the tree. It did illuminate the graciousness and goodwill of our townspeople. What a place to live.
In your neighborhood across the world.
Sarah McDerris spent some 30 years as resident storyteller for the Huntsville Public Library, weaving tales both real and imagined. She has no plans to leave this community she calls home. If you enjoy these Sundial commentaries, you can also listen online at WLRH.org and on iTunes. This is 89.3 Huntsville.